You're about to get unprecedented access to come backstage with me moments before I go on stage in front of 400 educators to kick off their school year in Virginia. But you first have to understand what led up to this point. The superintendent of schools, the top dog, heard of me through the grapevine and called to speak to me. But he said, last year we had this speaker. Huh? Can you do what he did? Are you as good as him? Huh? Huh? Tell me. Huh? Are you as good as him? I said, Mr. Turner, I've never seen him speak. Why don't you tell me what the results are you'd like your personnel to get from my presentation? So we discussed it for a while, but he did continue to drill me on comparisons to this other speaker. Even after we signed the agreements, he continued calling me just to ease his nerves, as if he was worried about me. All the while, I'm thinking exactly what you should be thinking when you get into this kind of scenario. He's giving me material for my speech. The more he calls, the more I get to tailor my speech. So go ahead, Mr. Turner, please keep calling. So I get to the event. He spends an hour talking to the audience, giving out award pins to educators that have been in the district for 5 years, 10 years, 15, whatever the anniversary date was. Then he says something very interesting. He says, any of you who are wearing the pins today that I gave you last year, if you're wearing those pins today, you get to go home 2 hours early. That drew a huge cheer, and it also gained my attention. Then, and this was something new for me, he tells the audience, many of you might be thinking, who is this speaker, Craig Valentine? Well, as you know, I'm very meticulous about who we bring in here, but I hope we found the right person. Then he gave the rest of my introduction and then said, first we'll take a 10-minute break, and then Craig will begin immediately after the break. So now let me ask you a question. What would you be thinking if you were in my shoes? Let's just review the situation. You've had conversations with this superintendent for several days. You've watched him give pins to his staff and reward people for wearing them. You've heard him tell his staff that he was nervous and worried about hiring you. And you have 10 minutes before you speak. What would you do? I'll tell you what I did. I changed my opening. Oh, when you think like a speaker, everything is potential content. So here's the key. When you change your opening, practice it. I don't care if you change it at the last moment. Find a way to run this opening through your head a few times to get the phraseology correct, to put a punch in the right words, and to make it flow. Fortunately for you, I found a little nook behind the curtain of this large auditorium, and I was able to practice out loud. Now, you'll have to listen very closely as you hear me get the phrases together to tailor this message. I mean, after all, I am backstage, so I had to be somewhat quiet. But listen to me run through this alternate opening a few times in order to smooth out the kinks. Then you'll get to hear how it actually went over for my audience. Are you ready? Be very, very quiet as you come behind the curtain and backstage with me. There's something Mr. Turner neglected to tell you. Wearing those service pins so that you can leave early, that actually applies for every day for the entire school year. That's right, you come in at 7:30 a.m. with your service pins on, you should be home putting your feet up by 8 o'clock. It's a lot of days over. Hey, but Mr. Turner is very meticulous, and I'm telling you this, he really is, because he was scared to bring a new speaker on. He questioned me, and can you do this to me? Hello? In fact, the last 2 weeks, he's called me more times than my wife. I talked to Mr. Turner more times than my wife. In fact, my wife is getting a little scared. She's like, Greg, are you stepping out on me? I said, baby, let me tell you something. If I ever stepped out on you, it would not be with a Mr. Turner. Welcome back. Okay, knowing that the first 30 seconds can often make or break your entire speech, understanding exactly what you're going to say and exactly how you're going to say it is critical. Too many speakers try to use an alternate opening, but they don't practice it. And they leave too many unnecessary words in it, they don't punch the right words, and they just don't seem comfortable with the opening. Practicing it solves all of that. So here's how it went over when I finally got in front of my audience. There is something that Mr. Turner neglected to tell you. Those service pins that you're wearing that allow you to go home early, that applies to every day of the school year. You come in at 7:30 a.m. with your service pin on, you should be at home with your feet up by 8 o'clock. All right? Still worried about me? He was worried. I got to be honest. He was very worried. He is very meticulous about the people he brings in here. And he was so worried. I tell you the truth. Over the last 2 weeks, I've talked to him more than I talked to my wife. In fact, my wife was looking at me like, honey, are you stepping out on me? I said, let me tell you something, baby. If I'm stepping out on you, it will not be with a Mr. Turner. Welcome back. Not bad, huh? Thanks to this alternate opening, I connected within the first 15 seconds. And that connection got deeper throughout the entire speech. In fact, the superintendent walked up to me afterwards and said, Craig, remember that speaker I asked you about? I said, sure, how could I forget? He said, well, I've got to call him and tell him we don't need him anymore. Craig, you knocked it out of the park. So here's the lesson for you. You might have a great opening for your speech. However, and write this down, a good tailored opening beats a great generic one every time.